This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support.
There's a new tactic now being used by the radical anti-cop left. I'm talking about Black Lives Matter and Antifa. These are left-wing terrorists. You know, one of the co-founders of Black Lives Matter is a convicted terrorist who was pardoned by Bill Clinton, by the way. She was in prison for bombing government buildings and plotting the execution of certain government officers. Yeah, these are really evil, violent people. And what they're doing now is they're setting traps for police officers where they will do things like they'll call the cops and stage a domestic violence scene. You know, have a woman screaming in the background or on the phone, you know, saying, "Oh, I'm being beaten by my husband," or whatever. They'll stage that, all fake. And then when the cops come to respond, they will ambush the cops and shoot them. This is already happening now in America. I was listening to another interview. Wrecker, a DHS federal agent, was also saying that sometimes cops are called to respond to something like a shooting in a city. And when they get there, there's 200 or 300 Black Lives Matter terrorists waiting for them, trying to kill them. These man traps for police officers are now being set up and staged all across America. This is part of the radical left-wing war on cops and the rule of law. They absolutely call for the execution of police officers, and they're setting ambushes in order to accomplish that. Remember this when you think about how Amazon.com financially supports Black Lives Matter, or Google, or Nike, or Netflix, or McDonald's, or, you know, hundreds of other corporations across America. And we've published a list. Just go to terrorism.news and you'll see the list. It's actually 269 corporations, I believe, all across the country who are actively funding terrorism of black supremacy. And this is underway right now. And as part of that operation, they are orchestrating the mass killing of cops. So they're not just defunding the police across America, they're actively finding ways to ambush and kill them. Now think about what this means for whether or not cops are ever going to respond to you in a time of need. As Wrecker said in an interview, you need to become your own first responder because cops aren't going to be there for you. If more cops keep getting ambushed like this, basically police departments are no longer going to dispatch just two cops to respond to a call. It's going to have to be, you know, 10 cops. It's going to have to be a SWAT team, a combat team, basically, a platoon of cops, because you can't send just two cops in anymore if they're getting killed in ambushes. So that means that they're only going to respond to major, major calls, like, I don't know, warfare in the streets. Anything less than that, just, oh, one person got shot, forget it. They're not even going to respond. Somebody getting raped, they're not going to respond. Domestic abuse, they won't even respond. Forget it. And, you know, again, this is on top of the defunding. So you're going to have, in many cities, half the number of cops that you have now. Half. Which is already a crisis, by the way. Some of these cities are going to collapse into total lawlessness and chaos, gang violence. And then on top of that, you got these ambush tactics going on, which means cops are just not going to respond to anything. And why should they? When half of America has turned against the police, which is pure insanity? Do people have any idea what their cities are going to descend into if the cops walk off the job, which is increasingly happening nationwide? And there's virtually no recruitment of cops that's taking place right now either. Who wants to be a cop when you're going to get spit on and filmed and posted online and then arrested for doing your job, charged with criminal offenses for merely doing your job? It's incredible. So we are looking at a post-police era in many U.S. cities. And that's going to mean absolute lawlessness, chaos, gang violence, shootings, murder, rape, violence, gunfights in the streets. This is why I've said, get out of the cities while you can. It's time to bug the F out of the cities. There will be no police to protect you in these liberal cities. None whatsoever. They won't even respond. You dial 911 and the operator will just laugh in your face. Ha ha ha, you think we're coming to help you? Good luck. That's it. You might as well just call the suicide hotline. They'll put you on hold too, because everybody's committing suicide just from all the trauma of this whole situation. But you got to become your own first responder, which means you need to be packing a gun where legal. You need to carry a sidearm. You need to know how to use a gun. You need to be able to defend yourself. Somebody threatens you, you can't just call the cops anymore. Those days are over, long gone. You got to be able to pull out a pistol and get some business done. You need to know how to run it, how to reload it, how to clear a jam, how to acquire a target, how to shoot in low light, how to shoot left-handed and right-handed. You better be practicing. I've been advocating personal firearms for self-defense for 20 years. And only in the last 4 months have a lot of my listeners finally come around and said, oh my God, you were right. I should have bought a gun a year ago. I should have been training 2 years ago. I should have had ammo. Now I can't find any. Yep. Now maybe you can find some and it's going to be double or triple price. You should still buy it. You know why? Because in another few months, it's going to be 10 times the price. 10 times. You should get the ammo, get the firearms. You almost can't have too much of either one. Get it while you can. Because there will be no police protection in major cities across the United States, especially the ones run by Democrats. They want the chaos. Remember, they want the mass death. They want the violence. This is how they achieve their political goals. Democrats are terrorists. The Democrat Party is synonymous with terrorism. Why do you think Governor Newsom of California is releasing another 8,000 violent criminals onto the streets of California? He says it's because of COVID-19. That's nonsense. He's releasing them because they're also defunding the police and they want massive chaos and violence. I mean, think about it. The governor releasing thousands of violent gang criminals onto the streets of cities like Los Angeles while they're pulling back the police force by at least 50%. What do you think that recipe is? It's a recipe for massive mayhem and violence, chaos, lawlessness, murder. This is the collapse they want because this, they think, will feed right into their attempted Marxist revolution to overthrow the United States, get Trump out of office, and ultimately mass murder Christians, white people, Trump supporters, and gun owners. So if you find yourself still living in Los Angeles, you're listening to this podcast, you've heard me say before, you got to get out of the cities. This is your last call. You need to get a gun, get out of the city, get some training, relocate, and you need to do it now. I mean, right now, in a matter of 10 days, you need to be out. Things are about to collapse in California and many people will die, probably through the blood and the suffering of radical leftist militants who are trying to overthrow this country. Be your own first responder. Now, I've got a course coming out that may help save your life. It's called the Global Reset Survival Guide. It's free. You can download it. It's basically a very long audiobook. It's about 8 hours, 9 hours, something like that. You can get it for free. It's coming out soon. Look for it on naturalnews.com. You can get it just by subscribing to the email newsletter, which is also free. And you'll be able to download all the audio files, just MP3 files, and the PDFs, which have a transcription and documents and photos and things like that. This can help save your life. It will teach you how to bug out, what equipment you need now, how to protect yourself, where to consider relocating to, things like that. So check out that free course, the Global Reset Survival Guide. It's coming out. It's absolutely free and it's filled with life-saving information. Don't allow yourself to stay stuck in a Democrat-controlled city. They will collapse into just anarchy, chaos, war in the streets, total lawlessness, actual bloody war like Kosovo or Somalia, depending on the city. Stay informed. Keep reading my website, naturalnews.com, and get prepared. This is coming. My name is Mike Adams. Thank you for listening. Be safe and get prepared.